A few miles down the trail, Preacher ruminated on his situation. He had become a marked man. There was no doubt of how serious Pease was, and Preacher was just about to have that notion reinforced. Suddenly, a dozen more of Pease's hard cases struck from the rear. Preacher thanked his lucky stars that he had taken time to reload. Wisely, the pursuers momentarily gave up firing to duck behind cover. In a smooth motion, Preacher slid from Thunder's saddle and snagged up his pair of rifles. He hunkered down behind a large boulder before any of the rattled gun hogs could recover enough to take careful aim. He laid the pistol aside and nuzzled the hawk into his shoulder. At once, he saw motion behind a fallen pine, the thick trunk of which provided protection for Preacher on his right flank. Some fool was charging. Preacher set down the hawk and picked up his French rifle. Only the crown of a head and an eyeball of another outlaw showed above the curving surface of the boulder. A chunk of the exposed head exploded in a shower of scarlet. Preacher took the time to reload while his enemies did the same. Preacher methodically reloaded the hawk again. Two more made a rush along the trail. Preacher put the hawk in his side, the ramrod still down the barrel, and drew a pistol. Preacher turned from the fallen tree to engage the second thug. A head and shoulder appeared around the mound of granite, followed by the barrel of a pistol. Three mounted bits of trash spurred forward. Preacher moved to the open side of a stone fortress. He quickly drew a second pistol. Four men came at him at once from three different directions. Preacher sighted in on the nearest one. Quickly, he picked another target. The other two got dangerously close. Preacher aimed for the closest of the two. The first shot went wide, but Preacher never missed twice. Preacher didn't slow down as he stuffed the empty pistol into its holster and reached for his hawk. Cap went into place on the nipple, and he eared back the hammer. As he brought the weapon up, he started to run toward the fourth gunman. The ball took Preacher high in the left arm. Without thinking about the ramrod, Preacher blazed away. The ramrod struck the target like a slender lance. Preacher grabbed a paisley handkerchief and tied it around the wound in his arm.
Ah, shit, that's gonna leave a bruise.